B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Eruvin daf ayin zayin. We're going to start from the Mishnah 10 lines from the bottom of daf ayin vav amud beis. Says the Mishnah, Koisel shabein beis chatzeirois, if two chatzeirois, two courtyards are separated, are divided by a wall, gavoya asara, and the wall is 10 tfachim high, v'reichav arba, and the wall itself is 4 tfachim thick, and we'll soon see why we need that. Ma'arvin shnaim ve'ein ma'arvin echod, and this is irrespective of how thick the wall is, however thin or thick it is, since there's a wall separating between the two chatzeres, then ma'arvin shnaim ve'ein ma'arvin echod, they each chotzer, that means the chotzer on each side of the wall, can make their own independent eruv. They cannot merge the two chatzeres to allow them to carry from one to the other. As we've learned previously, that you can only merge two chatzeres if there is a significant opening between the two, and here there isn't. And why the Mishnah said v'rochav arbo is to do with the halacha we're about to discuss. Continues the Mishnah, hayu b'roishoy peiros, if there were fruits or food items on the top of this wall, and the wall itself is 4 tfachim thick, which means that the wall itself is somewhat referred to or significant as a domain on its own. Eilu oilin mikan v'oichlin, then the people in the right-hand chotzer can go up onto the top of the wall and eat from those food items on top of the wall. Ve'eilu oilin mikan, and the people in the left-hand chotzer on the other side of the wall can also go up onto the top of the wall. V'oichlin, and they can eat them from the fruits on top of the wall. Ubilvad shelo yiridu lematon, on condition that they do not take the food items from on top of the wall, and they do not take it down. And we're going to see later on Daf Tzadik Beis, our main concern is that the food items that were on top of the wall is actually going to find its way into one of the homes. Just to take it from the top of the wall into the chotz on either side is not such an issue. We're going to learn about that on Daf Tzadik Beis. Continues the Mishnah, Nifrat HaKoisel, if there's actually a breach in this wall, an opening in this wall, Ad Eser Amois, until, that means if the breach is up to 10 Amois wide, including 10 Amois, then there's, so to speak, an opening between the two Chatzeres, Ma'arvin Shnaim, then they can obviously each make their own Eruv, V'imrotu, and if they want Ma'arvin Echod, they can merge the two Chatzeres and make a single Eruv between them, allowing all the residents to carry from in and from both chatzeris. Mipnei shu kapesach, because this breach is considered a pesach, an opening. Yeser mikan, if the breach is more than 10 amos wide, then ma'arvin echod ve'in ma'arvin shnaim. This breach actually defines that it's not two chatzeris, it's a single chotzer, and therefore the only way they can make an eruv is by making an eruv with all the residents together, but they cannot see each chotzer as its own entity to make its own independent eruv, since there's such a large breach between the two chatzeris. Says the Gemara, Ein boy arba omai. We saw in the Mishnah that if the wall is 4 tfachim thick, then each of the people on each side of the wall can go up onto the top of the wall and eat from the food items on top of the wall. What will be the case if the wall is not 4 tfachim thick? Omar Rav, it's going to be Machlekes Rav and Rabbi Yechanon. Rav says, Avir shtei reshuyeis sheletes boy. Then the, so to speak, the airspace of each chotzer, that means the chotzer on either side, controls the area on top of the wall. In the event that the wall is 4 tfachim thick, then the wall itself is considered a reshus on its own right. And then, since it's a reshus, it can be used, it's, so to speak, a reshus that serves the right-hand chotzer and the left-hand chotzer. And therefore, both the people in both chatzeres can get up onto the wall and use it, but it retains its own entity, its own reshus, because it's 4 tfachim wide. However, if it's not 4 tfachim wide, then it's shtei reshuyeis sheletes boy. Then in the same way as we understand that if you have one reshus that is being controlled by two sets of people, by two Rishuyos, you're not allowed to carry in it at all. It's like a chotzer without an Eruv. You cannot carry there. So these fruits also, then it's considered as Shtei Rishuyos Shel Tosboi, that this area, being that it's less than four Tvachim thick, is bottle to both Rishuyos. It's as if both Rishuyos are controlling the same area, and La Yozis Boyafilu Mloy Nimo, you're not allowed to move anything, even the smallest amount. Mloy Nimo is the thickness of a hair, and you're not allowed to move any of the food items on top of the wall. It's considered as if you're taking from one rishus to another on Shabbos, since both chatzeres are shaylet, control that area, and you're not allowed to take from one chotzer to another chotzer on Shabbos when there's no Eruv. And so here too, if you're going to move in any way any of those fruits, any food items, it's as if you're moving it from one rishus to another, and it's osur on Shabbos. That was the opinion of Rav. Rav Yechonon argued with Rav and said, Eilu malin mikan v'oichlin, that not only they can go up and eat on top, they can even take fruits from in the chotzer and take it up onto the wall. And Rashi says not only that, so too they can take the fruits from the top of the wall down into their chotzer. Ve'elu malin mikan v'oichlin, they can both do the same. Why? Because this area, being that it's less than four tvachim thick, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is considered a mokim p'tur. And we're going to learn that from a mokim p'tur, one is allowed to even carry on Shabbos into a rishus hayochid or a rishus harabim. And so to here, then from this mokim p'tur, they can carry from the top of the wall into either of the chatzeris. Continues the Gemara. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Eilu oilin mikan v'oichlin, ve'elu oilin mikan v'oichlin. In our Mishnah, we saw explicitly that the people in either chotzer, they can go up and eat the fruits on top of the wall. Oilin in, they can go up. Ma'alin loy, but they cannot actually take the fruits from the chotzer up onto the wall. So how can Rabbi Yochanan say that they can even go up onto the wall and even carry fruits from the chotzer up onto the wall? Answers the Gemara, Hocha ka'omar, yesh bo arbo al arbo oilin in malin loy. Only in the event that the wall itself is four tfachim thick, and if it's four tfachim thick, then it's so to speak a rishus on its own, and then we say you can go up and eat the fruits there, but you cannot carry from the chotzer onto that rishus. Ein bo arbo al arbo. However, if the wall is not 4x4, it's not got that thickness, then malin nami, then it's considered a mokim p'tur, and they can even take carry something from their chotzer up onto the wall. V'ozda Rabbi Yochanan letamei, and this is Rabbi Yochanan following his own opinion. Tichi osa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, mokim she'ein boi arbo al arbo, if you have an area which is less than 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, it's at least 3 tvachim high, otherwise it's just a thickened part of the earth, of the ground. But once it's 3 tvachim high, if it's less than 4 by 4 tvachim in the area on top of it, it's considered a mokim p'tur, and mutar libnei rishus harabim v'libnei rishus hayochid lekaseif olov. If you have such an area in between the rishus hayochid on one side and Rosh Hashanah on the other side, then the people in the Rosh Hashanah can actually adjust their loads on this little mokim p'tur, and the people in the Rosh Hashanah also. So it's even mutter on Shabbos to carry from Rosh Hashanah onto a mokim p'tur, and mokim p'tur to Rosh Hashanah, and the same with the Rosh Hashanah. They have to be careful not to take things that were in the Roshus Hayochid, put them down on the Mokim P'tur, and then take it into the Roshus Harabim. The Chachomim didn't allow that because people will get confused and will end up carrying directly from Roshus Hayochid to Roshus Harabim, which is seriously osa. But you see here clearly that Rabbi Yochanan said one's allowed to carry from any Roshus onto Mokim P'tur. So he says the same. If this wall is less than 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim in thickness, then it's a mokim p'tur, and you can carry from the chatzeris on either side up onto the wall. V'rav lesle d'Rav Dimi, And now the Gemara is asking, can it be that Rav, we saw that at the beginning of the sugya, Rav says that if this wall is less than 4 tefachim wide, then you're not allowed to move anything on top of the wall at all. Can it be that he's arguing with what Rav Dimi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that a mokim p'tur, one's allowed to carry to and from it on Shabbos? He can't argue with that, because what Rav Dimi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan is an explicit Mishnah on Shabbos Dav Vav Amud Aleph. It's a brisa that says that a person is allowed to stand on an askupa, on a mokim p'tur between Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim, and he can receive things both from people in the Rishus HaYochid and from people in the Rishus HaRabim. Nobody can argue with that. So how can you say here that this area, this wall, which is less than 4 tefachim thick, which has the status of a mokim p'tur, why should it be also to carry from the Chatzeris onto it? And he says, not only that, you're not even allowed to carry anything on top of it. Answers the Gemara, in the cases we were talking about where you have a proper Rishus HaYochid on one side and a proper Rishus HaRabim on the other side and a mokim p'tur between them, then Rav will agree that one can carry from the Rishuyos into a mokim p'tur and from the mokim p'tur into either Rishus. Over here, b'mayoskinon, with what we're talking about here, with this wall between two chatzeris, b'rishuyos derabonon, we're talking about an issur derabonon, because biblically speaking, both chatzeris are Rishus HaYochid, the wall is part of the Rishus HaYochid, and min ha-Torah, there's no issue carrying from one chatzer to the next. It's only midrabonon that they said you shouldn't do that. And we have a rule, v'chachomim osu chizuk l'divrem yesu mishel Torah, when it came to the chiyuvim and the isurim midrabonon, the chachomim made they went the extra mile to make it even more strict, so people chas v'shalom shouldn't be lax in isurim midrabonon, and therefore we hear, because the chachomim didn't allow us to carry from one chotzer to the other, then they made the area in between, which is less than 4 tefachim, it's bottled to both rishuyos. It's as if both rishuyos, both chatzeros, are controlling it. Moving anything would be similar to moving from one chotzer to the next, and the chachomim said it was osa. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rabba, Omar Rav Huna, Omar Rav Nachman, it was said in the name of Rav Nachman, Koisel Shebein Shtei Chatzeros. If you have a wall that is separating between two chatzeris, tzidoy echod gvoya asara tfochim, v'tzidoy echod shove le'oretz. And Rashi explains shove le'oretz, which means flat, flash with the ground. It doesn't mean that. It means anything that's less than 10 tfochim is considered oretz. So if you have a two chatzeris where one chotzer is actually higher, on a higher plane than the lower chotzer, and you have a wall in between, then relative to the lower chotzer, the wall was 10 tefachim high. Relative to the higher chotzer, the wall may have been less than 10 tefachim high. Tzidoy echot gvoya asara tefachim, on one side it's 10 tefachim high, v'tzidoy echot shove l'oretz, and the other side is less than 10 tefachim. Noisnin oisoy l'zeh sheshove l'oretz. Since using a wall which is above, which is 10 tefachim high, is kosher, it's more difficult, it's more complicated, and using a very low wall is much easier. Therefore, we don't say that this area in between, this wall, which is in between the two, is serving both chatzeres, and then we have an issue with it. No, it's actually only serving the one chotzer which has an easy use from it, and that is the chotzer to which this wall is less than 10 tefachim high from it. Because the one that's using the wall less than 10 tefachim high, it's comfortable and nachas, it's a very easy use. And to the other one, and from his chotzer, it's 10 tefachim high, using the top of that wall is more complicated. And the rule is, whenever you have a case that's an area serving one person easily and another person less easily, we give that area to the one who's using that area easily. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Shizbi, Omer of Nachman, another halacha that was said in the name of Rav Nachman, charitz, if you have a ditch, and as we know, a ditch is also considered like a wall. If you have a ditch shebein shtei chatzeres that is separating two chatzeres, and again one chotzer is lower than the other, and relative to the lower chotzer, the ditch in between them is less than 10 tfachim deep. Relative to the higher chotzer, the ditch is more than 10 tfachim deep. Tzidoy echod omei kasora. On one side, it's the ditch is 10 tfachim deep, but tzidoy echod shovel oretz. On the other side of this ditch is less than 10 tfachim. Again, nois de noise lezeh sheshovel oretz. We give this area of the ditch to the one who the height between the chotzer and the ditch and the base of the ditch is less than 10 tvachim. Mishum dehavalei lezeh tashmishei benachas, because to that chotzer it's comfortable and easy to use the ditch. Ulezeh tashmishei bekosher, and to the other chotzer it's more difficult to use that area. V'chulu, and we have the rule that v'chol lezeh benachas or lezeh bekosher noisni noisni lezeh shetashmishei benachas. The same aloch as we saw with the wall applies to the ditch. And the Gemara says, Utsrichi, we need Rav Nachman to have said both of these alochas, also regarding the ditch and also regarding the wall. Why? Diyesh minon kaisel, if Rav Nachman would have only told us regarding the kaisel, that we give the area to the one who can use the kaisel the easiest, which is the one that, relative to that chotzer, it's less than 10 tfachim high. Mishum debegoivo, mishtamshi incha. Because people use walls that go to some height, and we say that since the height of up to 10 tvachim is more comfortable to use, it's called tashmishei benachas. Aval charitz bo'imko. However, using a ditch, people don't use ditches. Lo mishtam she'incha. It's not comfortable for anyone to use the ditch. And therefore, we would say that it's called tashmishei kosher for both chatzeres. And again, if you have no preference of one chatz over the other, it's going to be an area shared by both, and the lochas will apply as we saw before. Eimeloi, I may have thought that we do not give the ditch to the one who is less than 10 tvachim to the ditch, and therefore we need Rav Nachman to say that as well. V'yesh minon b'charitz, if Rav Nachman would only have taught us that we give the ditch to the one who, or the use of the ditch we give to the one whose the height between the chotzer and the ditch is less than 10 tvachim, and even if Rav Nachman would have just said that halacha, I may have thought mishum deloy bi oso tashmishta, because when it comes to the ditch, nobody's afraid that things are going to fall off the wall, and they're going to comfortably use the ditch, and therefore we say that the one who the distance between the chotzer and the base of the ditch is less than 10 tvachim is called tashmishei benachas, and therefore we give the use of the ditch to that chotzer. But I may have thought that kaisel, regarding using a wall, debiasot tashmisha, people are frightened to put things on top of a wall in fear that the things may fall off the wall, and therefore I may have thought that it's called tashmishei kosher for both chatzeres, irrespective of how high the wall is relative to either chotzer. Eimeloi, I may have thought in that case we say that it's equally tashmishei kosher, and nobody can, and the use of the wall is not unique to one over the other. Tzricha, that's why we need Rav Nachman to say that even regarding a wall, the one that has the easier use, we allow him to use that rishus, and the other rishus, the other chotzer, cannot use it. Continues the Gemara. Bo lematoi. We're going back to the case where you have two chatzeres, you have a wall of 10 tvachim high in between them, and if you have this wall, we can now not merge the two chatzeres with an eruv, and this person, bo lematoi, he wants to somehow minimize the height of the wall. If you minimize the height of the wall, then providing you do this for a width of 4 tvachim, so to speak, you've made an opening in the wall of 4 tvachim wide, and then you'll be able to merge the two chatzeres with an eruv. How are you going to minimize the height of the wall? Well, there's two options, either by actually taking off some of the height, which we'll see soon, or the more straightforward way is just to place some things on the ground, so to speak, raising the ground near the wall. If you raise the ground, then the distance from the top of this raised ground to the top of the wall will be less than 10 tvachim, and providing that it's at least 4 tvachim wide, it will be considered a significant enough entrance to the other chotzer that the two chatzeres can merge with neiruvei chatzeres. Continues the Gemara, bo lematoi. If you have this wall in between two chatzeres, and the wall is 10 tvachim high, and then neither of the people in either chotzer, they are tashmishoi kel, they have an easy access to the wall. And then we saw before, there was the machlokes, depending on how wide the wall is, how thick the wall is, depending on a machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. But if this person wants to, so to speak, lower the wall on his side of the chotzer, how do you do that? There's one of two ways. Either he actually takes off part of the height of the wall, at least on his side of the thickness of the wall, or he can raise the floor, the lowest, he can raise his chotzer up, and then from the raised part of the chotzer to the top of the wall will be less than 10 tfachim, and then he will be the one that will be able to use the top of the wall. So bolematoi, if somebody wants to reduce the height of the wall, and we assume that he does that by putting something, either a platform or some wood or some a pile of earth, whatever it may be, on the floor at the base of the wall. Im yesh b'mi'utoi arbo, if in the space that he's reduced the wall, for example, if he puts a pile of earth on the floor, if the earth is 4 tfachim wide, which means it's covering 4 tfachim width of the wall, then mutil ishtamish b'kol ha'kesel kulei. Because he can go up onto the top of the wall from this miatoi, from this, so to speak, this platform, this raised ground, and from there to the top of the wall, then he has easy access to the whole area on top of the wall. So the whole area on the top of the wall is considered as tashmishei kal for him, and therefore, tashmishei benachas, and he can use the whole wall. Ve'im lav, however, if the amount of width that he minimized the height of is less than 4 tfachim, ein mishtamish elo keneged hamiut. For example, if you put a mound of earth there with just 3 tfachim, covering 3 tfachim of the wall, then the 3 tfachim on top of the wall flash to where he raised his ground, that's called tashmishei benachas, and he's the one that can use that area. However, the rest of the wall is not considered tashmishei benachas. Only if he has an area of 4 tfachim, then we say that he's got tashmishei benachas on the entire wall, and he can use the entire wall. Asks the Gemara, manavshech, either way, imahani mi'uta, if the area that he's placed some earth in front of the wall is considered a mi'uta, is considered that he's lowered the height of the wall, then b'kulei kaisel ishtamish, then why can he not use the top of the thickness of the whole wall? He can go up onto the wall from the area that he was mamait. Iloyahani, but if it's not considered miut at all, because it's not 4 tvachim wide, afilu kenegeda miut namiloy, then why should it help him even for the area above where he's lessened the height? Answers the Gemara, Omar Avina, kegoin she'okar chulyo miroishoy. You're right. If what he did was he raised the floor, then if it's less than 4 tfachim, then he cannot use it even on top of the area that he's raised. If it's 4 tfachim, he can use the entire area. The difference that you have here between whether it's less than 3 tfachim, that you can use that area, and if it's more than 4 tfachim, sorry, if it's less than 4 tfachim, you can use that area, and if it's more than 4 tfachim, you can use the entire top of the wall, that's talking about when he actually removed part of the height of the wall from the top. If you removed part of the wall on top, she'okar chulyo miroishoy, then it's easy for him to get to the top of the wall, and the area on top of the wall is now considered a mokim ptur, and therefore he can only use the area that he's chiseled away, unless it's 4 tfachim wide. If it's 4 tfachim wide, then from there he can use the top of the entire wall. Continues the Gemara. Omer of Yechiel, Kofo Sefil, if somebody turned a bowl upside down at the base of the wall, in the hope that way he's minimized the height of the wall where that bowl is, Mamait, then it's considered that he was Mamait, he's lowered the wall, and it's called Tashmishei Benachas, and depending on how wide, etc., as we saw before, he can use the top of the wall, and even possibly use the top of the entire wall, or just the area on top of the wall. Asks the Gemara of Amai, why should turning a bowl upside down help? Dovo hanitel b'shabasu. The bowl itself is not muktzah. He can just take the bowl away on Shabbos. V'davar anitl b'Shabbos, something which can be removed on Shabbos, eino mimayit, cannot serve as lowering the height of the wall. In order to lower the height of the wall, it has to be considered as if you've raised the floor. Raising the floor is something that's permanent on the floor, not something that you're just going to move away when you want to use the bowl. Answers the Gemara, loy tzricha. It's talking about that somehow he's fixed the bowl to the ground, and at this point in time we understand the Gemara that it means that he's put something down around the bowl to make sure that, or we assume that he will not move it on Shabbos. Asks the Gemara, v'chi chavri ba'ara mayhava, and so what, that he's fixed it to the ground, v'otanya, did we not learn in a Mishnah, pago, which is an unripe fig, she'itmino b'tevin, that he buried it in some straw before Shabbos came in. He wanted to keep it fresh, he wanted to keep it warm, whatever he was trying to do with it, and the straw itself is mukta. And he's buried this fig into the straw. V'charora, or if you have a cookie, she'itmino b'gecholim, that he's buried in some almost extinguished coals. Im megula miktsasa, if part of this fig or part of this cookie is revealed, is not buried, then notlas b'Shabbos. You can pull it out from the straw or from the coals, which are both mukta on Shabbos, notla b'Shabbos. And you see the fact that the straw or the coals just fall aside on their own, since you're not moving it with your hands, it's just falling aside. When you pull up the cookie or the fig, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. And so to here, even though you put some earth around the bowl, the base of it, but you can just move the bowl and that earth is going to fall away on its own. And again, since you can move it on Shabbos, it's not considered fixed. And if it's not considered fixed, it's not considered that it lowers the height of the wall. Answers the Gemara, Hochab Mayaskinon De'isle ugnaim. We're talking about a type of bowl that when it's turned upside down, there's a type of a rim, a ledge, a lip facing upwards, which is very typical with many bowls that we know today, that when it's facing the right way around, then there's a rim where you can hold the bowl. So if you turn it upside down, then it's a type of a rim that can actually hold some earth that you put into it. And since it's got this rim, then when you fill it up with earth, then it's not just earth falling away. If it's just a bowl that's upside down without such a rim, and you put some earth around it, then pulling up the bowl, the earth will just fall away. And that, we said, was okay, because you're not carrying it directly, you're not moving it directly. If there's a rim that's actually holding some of the earth, then when you move, when you lift up this bowl, you're actually lifting up and moving the earth from its place. Rashi says it's doy melachayfer, it's almost compared to digging, because you're actually lifting up the earth, you're not just letting it fall to the side. And in that case, we take it for granted, no one will move it on Shabbos. Asks the Gemara, Oignaim Mayhava. And so what, that there's a rim at the base of it that can actually hold some earth? So what, Votnan? We learnt in a Mishnah, Hatoimein Lefes Utsnoin. If somebody buries some lefes, a turnip, utsnoin, a radish, tachas a geffen, underneath a grapevine, Bismancha Miktsas Alin Megulin, if part of the leaves are revealed and not buried, then einoy choishesh loy mishum kilayim. The reason you need some of the leaves to be revealed is just so on Shabbos you should be able to lift it up. But either way, if you can, you're allowed to lift it up, and we're not worried loy mishum kilayim, because you're not allowed to plant vegetation in a vineyard. And we say that since this turnips or these radishes are just there temporarily for a short while, it's not considered that you're planting vegetation, and therefore you can even do it in a vineyard. We're not worried that it's going to get implanted and rooted in the ground and grow some more, and then you'd have to take maaser on it. We're not afraid that it's considered as planting it in Shemitah. And you can take it out on Shabbos. And even though here, when you pull up this radish or you pull up this turnip, then it looks like you're digging, because there's earth which is on top of it. And when you pull up this turnip or the radish, then you're lifting up some of the earth, which will then fall over. So you see that we're not worried that to do something on Shabbos that looks like digging, because you're not actually digging. All you're doing is lifting something up, and the earth around it is getting lifted with it, and then it falls to the side. And in the same way as we're not worried over there that it looks like digging, why should we be worried in the case of this upside down bowl? So what that it's got a ledge, and so what that when you lift up the bowl it will look somewhat similar to digging, that you're churning up some of the earth. Since you're not doing it directly to the earth and it's just happening on its own, we shouldn't be concerned. And if you're allowed to do it on Shabbos, then again it will not work to be mamai to the height of the wall. Answers the Gemara, lo yitzricha deboya mora v'chatzina. We're not talking about that he just placed some earth on it and that way he's fixed it to the ground. We're talking about that it's been fixed in a way that in order to get the bowl off the ground, you actually need to use a mora, a shovel, v'chatzina, and a pickaxe. You have to use tools. And since you have to use these tools, then it's a proper malocha of digging to be able to undig this bowl and get it off the ground. And nobody is going to be suspected of doing that on Shabbos, and therefore it's considered a mamait. Continues the Gemara. Sulam hamitzri einoi mamait, v'hatzuri mamait. A sulam hamitzri, which is a small ladder, and it's very easy to move it. And if somebody puts a ladder in front of the wall, and that way he can easily go up the wall, then in the case of a sulam hamitzri, it's not called mamait, it's not called considered as if you've lowered the wall. But a ladder of tzuri is considered mamait. Says the Gemara, heicha domi sulam hamitzri. What case are we talking about that the sulam hamitzri, that we said it's not considered mamait? Omer debir Rav Yanai, kol she'ein lo arba'o chavokim. We're talking about a ladder that does not have four rungs, and since it doesn't have four rungs, therefore it's very small and light, and therefore it's easy for a person to move it, it's not mukta, and since a person would easily move it, as we said before, it cannot serve to be mamayit, to lower the height of the wall. Omar lei Rav Acha b'rei d'rova l'Rav Ashi, mai tama de sulam hamitzri d'loi mamayit. Why indeed, when the case of sulam hamitzri, is it not called mamait? He can go up the ladder and easily use the top of the wall. It's tashmishay benachas. Omer lei, lo yishmir lecha hoda omer v'acha bar ada omer v'hamnuna omer rav. Did you not hear what was said in the name of Rav? Mishum dehava lei dova nitl b'shabbos. As we explained before, this ladder is something which is not mukta and is movable on Shabbos. V'chol dova shenitl b'shabbos einem mamait. Anything that's movable on Shabbos is not considered enough, fixed enough, that it's going to actually be considered as if you've raised the ground and the wall considered less than 10 tefachim. Yehochi asks the Gemara, Fila Tzuri Nami, the ladder of a Tzuri is also movable on Shabbos, it's not mukta, why over there do we say it's mamait? Answers the Gemara, Hosom Koivdoi Koivoi, its weight is what makes it permanent. It's such, the ladder of Tzuri is so heavy that people would not come to move it, and since people wouldn't move it, it's called mamait. And we're obviously talking about that this ladder is four tvachim wide, as we said before, because if it's not four tvachim wide, then you clearly cannot use the entire top of the wall. And we actually said before that since we're talking about that he's raised the floor, he hasn't lowered the wall in actual fact, then if it's less than four tvachim wide, he cannot use the top of the wall at all. It's not called tashmishei benachas. Continues the Gemara. Omar Abaya, Koisel Shabain Shtei Chatzeris, if you have a wall between two courtyards, Gavoya Asorot Fochim, the wall is 10 Fochim high, Hiniach Sulam Rocha Varbo, and he took a ladder which was 4 Fochim wide, Mikan, on one side of the wall, Vesulam Rocha Varbo, Mikan, and he put another Sulam, a similar ladder, on the other side. That means both Chatzeris put a ladder at the same spot in the wall, at the wall. V'ein bein ze leze shloisha tfochim, even though they're not exactly behind each other, but there isn't three tfochim between the left-hand point of the right-hand ladder and the right-hand point of the left-hand ladder, there isn't three tfochim. In that case, memait, it's considered that you've lowered the height of the wall. Shloisha. If there's a three tvachim gap between the ladder on one side of the chotzer of the wall and the ladder on the other side of the wall, einu memayit, in that case it's not called that you have lowered the height of the wall. V'loy omron, ela d'loy have a kosel arba. This is all true if the wall itself is not four tvachim thick, avul have a kosel arba. But if it's the kosel itself, the wall is four tvachim thick, then afilu muflug tuva nami. Even if it's separated, if the space between where the ladder on one side of the wall and the ladder of the other side of the wall is very far apart, it's okay. It's still called that you've lowered the height of the wall, because since it's easy to use and to walk along the top of the wall because it's four tvachim thick, then you go up the ladder on one side, walk along the top of the wall, and go down on the other side. And since it's easy to do that, then it's, as so to speak, got the same halachas as if the ladders were one behind each other, and it's called memait. And this halacha is not regarding using the top of the wall, because using the top of the wall, we said before, if it's serving one side, not the other side, if it's tashmishei benachas to one of the chatzeres, then that chotzer gets the use of the top of the wall. Here we're talking about actually putting a ladder on both sides of the wall, because what we're trying to create is actually an opening, so to speak. And if both sides of the chotzer, if both chatzeres, I should say, both sides of the wall are easily accessible, that means you can go up easily on both sides, then it's as if there's a breach in the wall. We've already seen this previously, that a ladder is sometimes called a pesach, and if you've got a ladder on either side of the wall, it's considered an opening, and then you can actually make an eruv to merge the two chatzeres together. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Bivi Barabaya, Bono Itztaba. If somebody built a type of a platform on the floor near one or flash with the wall, in the hope that itztaba, that platform, is going to now serve, so to speak, to have lowered the height of the wall, to make the top of the wall more accessible, algav itztaba, and he had two of these platforms, one on top of the other. It means there was a lower platform, and there was an upper platform on supports that was standing over the lower platform. Im yesh b'itztaba tachtoino arba, if the lower itztaba is four tvachim wide, then memait, providing that there's less than 10 tvachim from the top of the lower platform until the top of the wall, and the fact that the lower platform is four tvachim wide, then it's considered as if you have lowered the height of the wall. Inami, or ein b'tachtoino arba v'yesh b'elyoino arba, or even if the lower platform does not have four tvachim wide, but the upper platform has four tvachim wide, that's also okay, providing that there isn't 10 tvachim from the top platform to the top of the wall. V'ein b'inzel ezeh shloisha. However, one has to be careful that there isn't any area of three tvachim space from the ground till the top platform. Then, because if you've got air, it's not called memait. Memait means that we're filled up from the ground and up. So if you never have a space of air of more than three tvachim, then it's considered as if it's filled. And even if the lower platform is not four tvachim wide, if the upper platform is four tvachim wide, that is okay. We don't need that the whole area that's raised up is all four tvachim wide. As long as either the top or the bottom is four tvachim wide, it's okay. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Nachman, Omer Rabba Baravua, Sulam, Lada, Sheshli Voisov, Purchois, that the rungs or the steps, it's not so clear exactly what it's talking about here, whether it's a regular ladder or it's a type of a staircase which is on an angle. There's a support, supporting beams on either side on an angle, and then you've got steps, just pieces of wood which a person can stand on, and there's air space between one step and the next, and that's why it's called perchos, because they're separated by air. Im yesh b'shliva tachtoina arba, again, as we saw before, if the lower step is four tvachim wide, and there's not more than 10 tvachim from the lower step until the top of the wall, memait, it's considered as if you've lowered the height of the wall. Inami, Ein b'shliva tachtoin arba, even if there isn't four tvachim wide on the lower step, v'yesh b'shliva elyoin arba, but the top step is four tvachim wide, v'ein bein zeh lezeh shloisha, and the gaps between the floor and the lower step, and the lower step of each step till the top of the step you want to use, there's no gap of three tvachim, m'mayit, it's considered that you've lowered the height of the wall. Another halacha of Omer of Nachman, Omer Abba Baravua, ziz, if you have a ledge coming out of the wall, and that ledge, from the top of that ledge to the top of the wall, is less than 10 tvachim, dalad al dalad, and that ledge is 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim. The problem is that it's raised way above the ground. It can't be mamayit. So what did he do? V'iniach olof sulam kol shehu, he leaned a ladder onto this ledge, and even if the ladder is just kol shehu, it's very, very narrow, it's okay, because the main thing is that the ledge itself is wide enough. As we saw before, the top step being wide enough is enough, but we need it to be connected to the ground. So as long as you have any type of a ladder that's connecting the ledge to the ground, and you haven't got three tvachim between one rung and the next, then it's memait. Miatoi, then it's called memait. That's only true if you're actually leaning the ladder onto this ledge. If you're leaning the ladder onto the ledge, it's considered as if the ledge is connected to the ground, and it's memait. But if you put the ladder next to the ledge, then arvuche. Then the top rung is just considered as an extension to the width of the ledge, but is not actually considered as if the ledge itself is on the ground. And since the gap between the ledge and the ground is more than three tvachim, it's not called memait. Another halacha says the Gemara of Omer of Nachman, Omer Abba Baravua, Koisel Tisho, if you had a wall which was 19 tvachim high, Tisha Osor, 19 tvachim high, tzorich ziz echod latiroi. Then one platform in the middle, and as we said before, providing that there's a ladder leaning onto this ledge, then a single ledge and exactly in between will make sure that there isn't 10 tvachim under the ledge and there's no 10 tvachim above the ledge. You have no 10 tvachim of wall, and then it's called that the wall has been nismait, has been lowered to less than 10 tvachim. Koisel esrim, however, if the wall is 20 tvachim high, tzorich shnei zizim, then, and the Mefarshim discuss exactly how the measurements here work, but if the wall is height such that when you put a ledge in the middle, you're going to have 10 tvachim either below the ledge or above the ledge, then it will not be considered that you've lowered the height of the wall, and tzorich shnei zizim, you're going to need two platforms, two ledges on the wall, protruding from the wall, in order to be considered that you've lowered the height of the wall, latiroi, to make it mutter. Omer of Chizda v'hu she'emidon zeh she'lo yikeneged zeh, since you need a ladder connecting the higher ledge to the lower ledge, it must be the two ledges are not exactly on top of each other, because then you can't place a ladder that way. It has to be that one ledge is further out than the other, and then you can stand a ladder on one of the ledges, leaning up onto the higher ledge, from the lower ledge to the higher ledge, and then it's considered as if both ledges are on the ground, and it's considered that you're mamait, that you've minimized the height of the wall. And Emil Tzashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.